Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska South Relay for Life, also known as the Kenai Peninsula Relay for Life, is scheduled for tomorrow at Soldotna Creek Park from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Relay for Life South event lead, Jonna Beach, tells KSRM.
The Kenai Peninsula Relay for Life, which is now known as the Alaska South Relay for Life, is one of two Relay for Life events left in the state of Alaska. It's us in Fairbanks. And Relay for Life has been going on since the mid-80s as a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. It's actually the number one fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. And for people that aren't aware, the American Cancer Society is the number one funder of cancer research, second only to the U.S. government. So we want a lot of money to be raised so that we get closer to finding a cure for cancer.
And the event tomorrow?
So the event happens the first Saturday of June. We've been hosting this for about 25 years here on the Kenai Peninsula. It'll be at Soldotna Creek Park from noon to 6.
Beach provided further details about tomorrow.
We will have a dunk tank sponsored by the Kenai Lions, which will have myself, Sarge Truesdell from Soldotna High School. We have Jeremy Hamilton from Kenai Fire. There is going to be Chuck Dyer from Kenai Joe's, and then Ryan Kapp from Edward Jones will be in the dunk tank at certain times. We have, of course, our Luminaria event, which is where we honor those that have battled cancer and have, quote-unquote, won. And then, of course, we honor those that we have lost to cancer. And then we'll close out with closing ceremonies and wrap up by 6.
Additionally, Roy Browning, CES chief and cancer survivor, will be the survivor speaker at the event, as well as there being a silent auction and other activities scheduled. Details, RadioKenai.com. The city of Kenai Spruce Park Beetle / Dump Site is now open at mile 13 of the Kenai Spur Highway, just past the Kenai Soccer Fields on the way towards Nikiski. The site will be open Thursdays through Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. from June 2nd through October 2nd until the site reaches max capacity of 1.5 acres. City Manager Paul Ostrander tells KSRM.
It's open for both Kenai residents and non-residents. It will not be open for commercial operators, but it'll give folks a more convenient spot that they can dispose of their slash to remove it off their site rather than having to haul it all the way to the Central Peninsula landfill.
Ostrander was asked if it matters where you dispose of your spruce bark beetle slash.
Either option is fine. The landfill is going to manage the slash the same way that we're going to manage it at this disposal site. So we're just going to consolidate it throughout the summer. Once we do close it, it will ultimately be burned in late fall, early winter of this year.
In discussing mitigation for spruce bark beetle, Ostrander says,
both our streets crew and our parks and recreation crew are going to continue to mitigate spruce bark beetle by removing trees from city lands throughout the course of this summer. Later this fall, we hope to utilize some grants to remove some additional spruce trees in some of the areas that are identified in our community wildfire protection plan. Some of the gullies that run through town, we're targeting some of the areas, primarily those areas that are at the urban interface, are areas that we're going to target to try to firewise our community as much as we can. And we expect to be receiving grants from both the U.S. Forest Service and the state forestry as well.
Ostrander said the site will be staffed by city employees to prevent disposal of anything other than slash, such as appliances and regular household trash. More information, RadioKenai.com. As word comes of President Biden's plans to reportedly visit Saudi Arabia in the coming weeks, OPEC has promised to raise oil production by nearly 650,000 barrels a day in July and August, but experts say none of this will significantly bring down the prices. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says there are many issues driving the high price of gasoline.
It is not just the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It is not just the reduction in refining capacity. It's that we're also dealing with a charged economy. We're not seeing supply go up enough, and we're not seeing demand drop enough.
He adds,
essentially every hour, the national average is setting a new record. We are currently at $4.76 a gallon, and the national average could breach that $5 a gallon mark.
The national average for regular gasoline today is $4.76. Meanwhile, Alaska's statewide average is $5.27. And locally here on the Kenai Peninsula, prices are at $5.29.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.